Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's college football game time. Chris Goforth, John Chuckery. We keep you company up until 12 noon today. A little more SEC football with our friend Mike Griffith from Dog Nation. He joins us at 11:20. But right now, we're going to talk Heisman Trophy with Corey McCartney. Corey joins us on the WadeFord.com hotline, Wade Ford, Atlanta's Ford dealer. Corey, where is – John and I just talked about Drake May and kind of the season that he's had at North Carolina a little while ago. Where is he in the Heisman Trophy voting right now?
That's a really good question. I mean, I certainly think you have to have him in the top three, if not the top four. He's obviously doing some really special things there this season, and – you know, has this team, I mean, putting up some monster offensive numbers, you know, 3,400 yards, third in the nation, 34 touchdowns, tied with Stroud for the most. I just wonder, though, as much focus as we put on the playoff and getting your team to that final four in this era, we've only had Lamar Jackson's the only winner in this era who has not come out of the playoff team. So can he do enough down the stretch here to make up for what may be a destination that won't be one of the final four teams playing for national championship?
Corey, my belief is right now you have to have four guys at the Heisman ceremony. It needs to be Stroud, Corum, Hooker, and Caleb Williams. I think those four guys have to be there. I don't know if any more have to be there, but I feel like that those four guys are really, you know, have really been the benchmarks for college football this season. And I think all four of those guys should be there at the ceremony.
Give me those names one more time. So you said Stroud, Hooker.
Stroud, Hooker, Corum, and Caleb Williams.
I would absolutely agree with that. And I think, to me, Caleb Williams is the one that has the biggest opportunity ahead of him, right? It starts today. If they win today and get to the Pac-12 championship, you're talking about the potential of three straight top 25 teams to end the season. Nobody else that we're talking about, any of the contenders, has anything close to that. So it seems like he's kind of been lurking there, right, just like USC in the playoff conversation. I think Caleb Williams is going to make a move, and I think it starts today. But I think you're right. I think those are the four guys that are going to wind up in New York.
Corey McCartney from Sports Radio 92.9 The Game joining us. We talk Heisman. Corey with a Heisman vote and spends a little time with us every week. What can Hendon Hooker do, or can he do enough these final 2 weeks to be able to catch C.J. Stroud?
I mean, it's just an unfortunate situation for him, right? It's like it's all about what he's done to this point, and anything else now just has to be about the numbers. I mean, when you think about the overall resume, right, and you look at strength of schedule, Tennessee had the third toughest schedule in the country, Ohio State 60th, USC 66, Michigan 85th when we're talking about those four guys that mentioned as potentially all getting to New York. Tennessee had the toughest road, but now they have the least to play for late in the season. Hooker has just got to be about monster numbers. The crazy thing is that even if you look at his numbers and you look at C.J. Stroud's, we're talking about numbers that are below what we've come to expect for winners in this era. I mean, you know, right now the way they're trending, I mean, Hooker would have the fewest total touchdowns for a winner since Eric Crouch in 2001. And obviously, a lot of that's been, you know, being pulled out of games late that are absolute blowouts and stuff. But just the production hasn't been what we've come to expect. But I think from Hooker, these last few games, I just want to see some really big numbers that just leave no doubt that he's absolutely deserving of, if not the trophy, absolutely a spot in New York.
Corey, Corum is fourth in the country in rushing yards, tied for second in rushing touchdowns. Let's say he outplays Stroud next week, and I know different positions, but let's say Corum goes for 200 yards and three touchdowns next week, but Michigan loses. Can Corum overtake Stroud for the Heisman?
Oh, man. I'm going to say no, just because I think we go back to the fact that, you know, it's about getting your team to that playoff, because Stroud's going to have another chance, right? Stroud's going to have that game between that Michigan game and the voting. to play for a Big Ten championship in that scenario. So I think that gets Corum a seed in New York, but I don't think it gets him the win. This game, we have the potential for the game, and I grew up in Ohio. I know how big this game is. The stakes will have never been higher that they could be the next week. They've been 1-2 before. They've never been undefeated, both of them meaning at this point in the season with Heisman Trophy contenders and a spot in the playoff on the line. I mean, this next weekend could be an absolute monster on a number of levels.
Well, let me ask you, though, Corey. There's a definite chance that the winner of next week, let's say if Ohio State does, let's take my scenario and Ohio State plays in the Big Ten championship game. A very definite possibility they're going to play Purdue. How much stock is any voter going to put into Ohio State and Purdue into Stroud's performance? I mean, with all due respect, again, we're talking about Purdue being in the Big Ten title game potentially. How much is that really going to carry any weight? I mean, doesn't it all kind of come down to next Saturday when those two teams go head-to-head?
Yes, but I will tell you, trying to go back to the year where you had Robert Griffin III wins, right? Andrew Luck finishes second, and Luck doesn't play in the last game of the season. And they went back. I had this conversation with Luck after the ceremony because everybody sees the winner. You know, they see them do the ceremony, the ceremony, hold the trophy up. The guys who don't win go back, in this kind of back area. And I went back there and was talking to Andrew Luck about this, showing him the votes and the way that it trended, where he was actually in the lead going into the last weekend of the season. Then Robert Griffin III goes out and has a big game, and he overpasses him. Not playing in that last weekend has been so crucial in the voting over the years. I think it matters, and I think it's going to matter even more so if that means getting a spot in the playoff on the line.
Corey McCartney talking Heisman Trophy with us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Corey, we're coming up on, I guess it's this coming week. I don't remember the exact day. I'm pretty sure that it happened on a Black Friday, though, the day after Thanksgiving, when Doug Flutie had his Hail Mary pass for Boston College, and people refer to that as Flutie's Heisman moment. Is there such a thing as a Heisman moment? Is that a real thing, or is that just something that the media has kind of, dreamed up over the years?
Well, I will tell you that Flutie's Hail Mary against Miami actually came after the votes were in. So it really wasn't a Heisman moment. It was called a Heisman moment, but it actually happened after the voting deadline. But, yeah, I think it's absolutely real. You think about, Tebow's jump pass and Desmond Howard striking the pose. And I think there's so many of those moments that you kind of latch onto. But this season, you look at it, who's really even had one, right? To me, the only thing that's close is Hendon Hooker against Alabama. We just haven't, to this point, have not had anybody put together that have that one seminal moment where you think about, that being the defining piece of their resume. But I do think they're real. I think there's something that we latch on to throughout a year. And, Johnny Manziel and his spin move against Alabama, and, Reggie Bush and against Fresno State, and just on and on and on. I think we think of moments, but we've not had a lot of them for sure this season.
Corey McCartney, Corey, appreciate it. We'll talk again next week.
Thanks,
get
Corey.
Closer and closer to that. About time for you to send in that vote.
It's coming fast, guys. Appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it?
Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.